Yeah, you don't need them.
Okay.
Tech, we might even have you come around here and put me in a headlock, all right?
I got no problem with that.
So. Let me begin. Came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up if you got the feeling. Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, and as of today, I can now say former Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, also known as, and this is the official christening, this is a big moment, and we got some really great celebrities here. We are officially christening the Walk Radio Studios as the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, where we believe in making Waukesha even greater than it is now. And my guest today, I'm honored to have Waukesha South High School's athletic director and associate principal. Did I say it right?
Correct, yep.
Dan Schreier. Dan, welcome to the show. But Dan's going to yield the mic for 1 minute because we've got a very special guest here. As many of you know, there's going to be a wrestling benefit at Waukesha South tonight to benefit Tyler Pudliner and his mom with some of their healthcare costs that because of some new diagnoses are continuing to mount. And here to promote the event is, we could say champion wrestler. You look like a champion to me, right?
I've held my share of titles back in the day.
Say hello to Frankie Falco. Frankie, why don't you come around here so people can see how big and strong and menacing you are.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say I'm that. I'm old now, but...
So, jump in.
So we'll do this. And
yeah. Oh, help!
Chop that crap out of him. Because now you're a former alderman.
That's right. Yeah, now it's... I don't have the security. You're my security now,
yes,
Frankie.
Yes, yes.
Be careful what I wish for, right?
Exactly.
So, Frankie, what's going to go on tonight? 7 p.m., right?
7 p.m. bell time. Waukesha South High School. As everyone knows about what happened at the Christmas parade last November, many, many people were devastated by that. And one of them is a very good friend of mine. His name is Tyler Putty.
Good friend of mine, too.
Silly Putty.
Silly Putty.
Tyler Pudliner. So tonight we're going to be doing a benefit fundraiser for him and his mom. The bills, like you said, Don, are accumulating. And 100% of the gate, the concessions, and the raffle tonight are all going to go to Tyler and his mom. Plus, we're doing a food drive for them as well, where if you bring two non-perishable food items, when you walk in the door, we'll have barrels there for them as well, that you're going to receive one raffle ticket for the 50-50 raffle
nice.
Tonight.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. And you'll be getting in the ring, right?
I'll be in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to bring the hurt?
I'll be in the ring.
So, well, Frankie, before we let you go, not since we have the athletic director here.
Yes.
I'm really troubled about this fake wrestling that's being sanctioned by the college.
Do I have to come on that side of the table again? You said the F word.
No, I'm talking about high school and college. Not you're doing the real wrestling.
Oh, okay. Good,
yeah,
good.
Come on
yeah.
Now. Yeah, yeah. No,
good,
that's
good.
What I'm
I was worried about
I mean,
that.
They have these young men wearing like the old-fashioned bathing suits that I'd see like my grandmother in, and you know, in those pictures.
Right,
and
right. The ones
and, yeah, you know, and all the... You know, I don't see any, like, you know, the blackjack pile driver or any of the stuff that the nature boy Ric Flair used to do. Or, you know, I don't see real men out there like Dominic DiNucci. What's going on? What can we do to help fix that? Or what can you tell Mr. Schreier here to?
Prepare for a very, very good show tonight. Katie, bar the door. These fans will not know if they're going east or west tonight. But I promised Kevin, your principal, your boss, we will put on a decent, great show tonight.
Kevin's getting in the ring?
I'm not saying anything.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Frankie, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you got a big night to prepare for.
Yes.
So let's try to have you again on the show soon. Maybe you and Putty together.
That'd be great.
So, all right. Terrific. Thanks again, sir.
Thanks, Don.
And,
appreciate
folks,
it.
Don't forget.
Thanks for coming.
You.
Great night to see some wrestling over Waukesha South High
yes.
School. And
bell time 7. Doors open at 6:15.
You heard it from the man himself. Champion wrestler Frankie Falco.
Thanks,
hey, you have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Hey, say hi to your sister Edie for me. She's one of my favorite actresses. All right?
Gotcha.
Love it.
It's D. Falco.
Oh, that's right. I stand corrected. So, all right. Have a great day, Frankie. So,
You know, that doesn't happen every day where a pro wrestler comes in and hijacks the show. So really glad that he's here. And to any of those wrestling families listening, especially the Savickles, I hope you know I'm joking. And I'm sure Dan here is going to affirm.
Absolutely. So. We're really looking forward to the event tonight, though. I think it's going to be awesome. And it's the busiest field house in the state, right? Something's going on all the time.
How about
so.
That?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to love that. So does that keep you busy then when they have all these other extra, you know, like curricular, extra south, you know, type of what's the right word for it?
It's nonstop. Yeah. I mean, there is something going on in that field house anytime, any day. If you look at, we have got a couple different schedules that we run with to help with the coaches understand how busy that space is and what people are using it for. But yeah, any time there's somebody in the field house doing something.
Great. That's terrific. So now, as you noticed, Dan, the opening song I played was Jump Around, and that's an ode to you because I know you went to college at UW-Madison,
yep.
Graduated in 2008. Mm-hmm. The degree in mathematics and secondary education, and then you taught. I didn't realize you've been at South since 2009.
Correct. Yep.
Teaching algebra, geometry, AP calculus. Really quite the and then you're an avid teacher for 10 years.
Yeah, I had great avid classes. Four of them that are just terrific. Awesome to work with.
Two of my children are in the program now, so we're really excited.
It's
about
an awesome program. We just actually heard this week that one of our avid students won the Avid Summer Institute Speaker Contest. Okay. Be the third South student to speak at an Avid Summer Institute.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. And then, closer to, I guess what you say now are your core responsibilities, you also coached the tennis team for many years.
Yeah, I coached tennis at South for 12 years. Grew up playing and coaching. Coached at a couple camps in the summer for many years. Really loved it. Miss it. Our guys are out there right now playing a quad at Higher Park. So
nice.
We had a ton of fun over those 12 years. So
Sure. So that's terrific. And so this might sound like a silly question. What inspired or prompted you to want to become the athletic director at South?
Yeah, so I went back to Madison for grad school for their educational leadership and policy analysis program in about 2018. It was a great program. Really excited about it. It was a cohort, about 20 different students that met primarily on the weekends and in the summer. And our previous athletic director, Todd Zabrilski, retired at the end of last year. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it. I loved coaching and teaching at South. I think coaching and teaching are, two great professions. I could see myself doing either of those things again at some point in my life. But I thought this was a really cool opportunity. I think South is a unique place. There are awesome families, community members. The students are, I just think, really special kids that can be celebrated and can accomplish great things. And I thought it was a unique opportunity for me to try to help in a different way.
That's terrific. That's fantastic. And it's kind of traditionally, and I could be wrong, but it always seemed that AD role, it was always like a football coach or a basketball coach that would fill that. But you came from tennis, and how did we make that happen itself?
Sure, I don't know all the details about how that happened, but I'm definitely a sports junkie. Growing up, I played a lot of tennis and I run a lot, so I like the cross country world. But I'm a huge basketball fan.
I chased rabbits for a season.
Yeah, right.
It's good stuff.
It's fun. I love going to hockey games. I love watching cross country events or track events. I'm excited to go out and watch softball at some point once the weather turns.
Great news. Another hockey fan in the Milwaukee area.
Absolutely.
I catch a game together.
Yeah.
So
big Badger hockey fan. Sure. Hopefully they turn it around soon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and girls hockey, too. They won it again, didn't
they? They're just so awesome, so consistent.
Now, Miracle Mark Johnson doesn't coach them anymore, correct? Did he finally retire?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So, but I thought that was a really great niche that the gold medalist came back to coach and then built a dynasty in women's hockey.
Yeah,
so
great program there.
So let me ask, what would you, like when you were given the offer, and what would you say is like kind of your mission for South Athletics?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there are a number of different pieces. One, I'd really love to see our numbers grow, not just at the high school level, but in terms of middle school sports and youth sports. I'd love to see those numbers continue to rise in all sports. I think we have some work to do across the board. In football, we could get our numbers up. In cross country, we could get our numbers up. In tennis, I'd love to see us get to, you know, 30 to 40 kids playing tennis every spring. I'd also love to continue to celebrate the great things that our kids are doing. Right. Sometimes there are some misconceptions about South athletics and South academics. And to be honest, there is a ton to celebrate and a ton of successes that can be celebrated on a consistent basis. We have some kids who are doing amazing things and have really shined this year, but to be honest, have shined the entire time I've been at South.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and very true as well from my own experience. So that's terrific. And, you know, usually when an AD gets hired, he or she maybe has a little bit of a honeymoon to settle in. But you, right, like, you know, the ink was barely dry in your contract, and you had the awesome burden of hiring a new varsity football coach after Coach Rabel had stepped down. And
correct.
So what was that like?
It was a lot. So I officially, I think I was offered the job in April, and the hiring process was pretty intense. And I was still teaching AP calculus at the time. We were preparing for an AP test in May. I was able to coach a final season of boys tennis in the spring. So I was juggling, you know, teaching. I had an avid class of seniors. I had an avid class of freshmen. I was juggling a couple different things. And it was, you know, hiring a football coach is a pretty important job, a pretty important role. And we wanted to make sure that we had someone in place that was really going to light a fire under the program and really helped to move it forward.
Sounds great. And then that's where we came up with Darnell Wiltz, and it was an internal hire too, which is great.
Yep. So. And Darnell's done a great job, and he's really working hard trying to move some pieces forward and get us in a good place into the fall.
Terrific. All right. Well, as you can tell by the music, we're going to head to our first break, but stick around. More to discuss with South Athletic Director Dan Schreier. Do not go away.